This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Larry Bluestein and Danny Garcia up until 7:30 this evening. Hockey coming your way at 8 o'clock, Panthers and the Boston Bruins. As we said, one of the programs that has continued to emerge has had a really good offseason underway in spring, Cypress Bay. Cypress Bay Lightning with head coach Brett Hood. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks for taking the time. And I know this has been an exciting offseason for you. Get an opportunity to look at some new faces as well as kids that are coming back from last year.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Larry. I'm excited to be here.
Talk about the team. I mean, obviously, this is a program that made the playoffs. You know, they know their way to the playoffs. Just got to get over that hump. Certainly, a lot of new faces out there. We got a chance to see you guys a little bit over at the 7-on-7 a couple of weeks ago. How's spring practice going, and what do you expect to come out of this spring with?
Yeah, so spring practice is going really well. You know, we're really competing and working and pushing each other. We got a lot of young guys, a lot of new faces, like you said, but, you know, we expect to get better in the spring and, you know, compete and try to make a better run than we did last year, getting back to the playoffs and see what happens from there.
Yeah. I mean, and you and I talked a little bit while we were at that 7-on-7, and, you know, you were showing me some of the kids that you have that you think are going to, you know, be difference makers, especially during the spring where you need a lot of those, you know, rising seniors to kind of step up and be those leaders and show the experience. Who are you leaning on a little bit, you know, to give you that, you know, plus going into the off season?
Yeah, I can name a couple guys that I will be definitely leaning on. You know, Santi Paz at the 7-on-7 at St. Thomas, he was almost unguardable. Coming back, senior receiver. Ian Hirsch, he's the kid that can play receiver. He's playing some quarterback for us right now, but his natural position is receiver. He's someone that's been in the program for 3 years now, definitely someone we're going to lean on. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you got a kid named Ryan Palmer, coming back. And he's going to fill those shoes for Ryan Geary. We're excited. You know, we got a lot of young pieces, but kids that have been in the program, kids that are going to step up and, you know, see where they can take us.
Yeah, you mentioned the receiver, and I had a chance to watch him, and he was like you said, he was beating everybody. And if this is somebody who could be your catalyst, especially, you know, get open on that third and long, or, you know, catch that ball for you. He's got some speed. He's got great hands. Talk about what he brings to the table, because I know that, you know, when you and I saw him, you said, hey. And everybody was saying that. Every team that you guys played against all day long were coming away and say, hey, that number one kid, he could play.
Yeah, I mean, he's a definition of a kid that just, you know, kept working. You know, he kept his head down and kept going. And, you know, his freshman, sophomore, junior year, he just kept getting better. And now it's his time to be the number one guy. And he's put the work in. We think he's a true number one receiver. We could put him outside, we could put him inside, we could put him in the backfield. He's someone we're really going to lean on. You know, he's going to also play some defense if we need it. But he's the definition of a kid that, you know, he's from Weston. He stuck with the program. He stuck, you know, to the coaches, kept working. And, you know, last year, yeah, his numbers were pretty good last year, and we expect him to be even better this year.
Yeah, no doubt. Brett Hood joins us, head coach at Cypress Bay. And also the thing, too, is that line. And you know as well as I do, offensive and defensive lines make the world go round. How we looking there? Because I know that now, especially with the availability of these 5-on-5 line camps during the summer, a lot of these kids will emerge, will get good instruction, and they get a chance to apply. How's the offensive line looking, you know, heading into the spring or heading into the middle of spring?
It's going good. I have a great offensive line coach, Coach Wayne. He's getting the boys, you know, where they need to be. We got, you know, a couple of returning starters, a couple, you know, guys that are filling in that role. But, you know, our top lineman right now is probably going to be the kid Shushaw. And he started at right tackle for us last year. He'll probably be again at right tackle. But it's just, you know, getting them coached up right and continuing to get better every day is what we're trying to push them towards.
Yeah, always great special teams, always a great kicker. Who's on tap this year kicking for you guys?
Yeah, we got a kid that has a great leg. He was a soccer player, converted to a kicker for us. His name's Mateus. We're excited. You know, he puts it in the end zone on his kickoffs, and he'll get a chance to do all the kicking and possibly the punting for us this year as well.
No doubt. Anything happening after the spring? You guys have any trips planned? You guys are going to go to camps? You're going to go to college camps? I know I saw you had a few last year.
Yeah, we got some really good stuff planned for this summer. We'll do all the local stuff, you know, the Miamis, the FAU, FIU. We'll get hit all those. And then we're actually taking 35 kids up to Colorado to play in Dion's 7-on-7 this summer in the Big Man's camp. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah, I would think that's the lead in this whole darn thing, as you guys get an opportunity to go out there. Beautiful time of year, the summer out in Colorado, and it's really a bonding type of deal, because you guys will be far away from home and have an opportunity to kind of hang together, kids and the coaches learning a little bit more about each other. I'm excited for that. Keep us up to date with it. You know, we'll see you over the next couple of weeks. Appreciate what you do, and I know it's never an easy job in high school football. You know that as well as I do. You've been around a long time, but I give you credit. You and your coaches have stuck in there. The kids are loyal to you, and we'll see where it takes you, and certainly hopefully that you guys will be right back in the playoffs next year.
We will. We really appreciate it. You know, we're definitely going to keep pushing, and we'll be right back in the mix of things come playoff time. So thank you for everything. We appreciate you, and we'll see you over at Cyberspace soon.
Good stuff. Coach Brett Hood, the head coach at Cypress Bay, trying to get back in the mix once again. That's the largest school in the state. And obviously, it's not always all about football. They have a lot of, you know, a lot of good sports over there. But certainly, it's going to be an exciting time. That's going to wrap up hour number one. Don't forget, we're here till about 7:20, 7:25 with you, Panther Hockey Time. If you miss any of the interviews this evening, go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are. Don't go away. When we come back, Coach Nick Oyerson, the new head coach at Miami Berlin Jesuit, is next.